Thank you and good morning. I hope you all had a Merry Christmas on a beautiful day yesterday. The investigation into the cause of death of two people whose remains were found on private property near Orrick on Tuesday continues. The coroner's office has identified the bodies as those of 64-year-old Donald James and 56-year-old Carla Ray Lothrop, both from the small community of Johnsons, located about 14 miles northwest of Wichpeck. It's suspected the pair died as a result of a traffic collision, but it wasn't a recent collision. It appears to have happened several weeks ago. The county search and rescue team, Yurok Tribal Police, and CHP officers responded to the scene after the initial call came in and searched the area. The cause of the crash remains unclear at this time. A series of winter squalls swept through Humboldt County on Wednesday afternoon and evening, leaving thousands of residents without power after power lines were brought down by high winds and falling trees. PG&E crews responded to dozens of downed power lines, and both county and city public works employees were called, as work crews went from scene to scene repairing damage. The stormy weather was gone by Christmas Day, however, and we had a beautiful, crisp, and sunny day, but that has brought with it much colder temperatures. A frost advisory will remain in effect over the weekend as the mercury drops to the low 30s on the coast and even further as you head inland. For a nation that is as consumer-driven as the United States, you would think that the day after Christmas, celebrated as Boxing Day in the United Kingdom and the Commonwealth nations, including Canada, would be a bigger deal, a much bigger deal. But you would be wrong. While in dozens of countries across the globe, shoppers will head to retail outlets today, the day after Christmas in the United States is a day of making returns of unwanted gifts, but not a signature day of shopping. In the United States, Black Friday, the day after Thanksgiving, is the signature holiday shopping day of the year, and Americans have never really caught on to Boxing Day. For retailers in Canada, Great Britain, and Australia, it's the most important day of the year with billions of dollars spent. Boxing Day traditions go back hundreds of years and grew out of the need to give the servant class a day off after their work on Christmas Day. It's considered a day to be a little selfish and to buy something nice for yourself after spending the last 6 weeks buying gifts for others. World Series trophies are on the way. Jordan Christmas has more.
Giants fans in Humboldt County will have the opportunity to get an up-close and personal look at the 2014 championship trophy. As a matter of fact, they'll also get a nice look at the other trophies the Giants have won from 2010 and 2012. The trophies will be on tour for 2 months, and they will make stops in Willits, Eureka, and Medford while en route. The trophies will be on display on Wednesday, January 14th at the Wharfinger Building in Eureka from 3 until 5 p.m. Fans will be able to take pictures with the trophies. If the last trophy viewing in 2010 is any sign, you can expect hundreds of local fans to show up and wait in line for their turn.
Thank you, Jordan. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. When you talk infrastructure and community projects, most people think of streets, roads, and bridges. But for the city of Arcata, the latest successfully completed public works project was the installation of a public restroom across from City Hall in the downtown district. Arcata City Manager Karen Diemer said the project was community-driven, and a need for the facility was abundantly clear, both from feedback from residents as well as business owners, and city leaders heard that call.
We originally looked at a number of different locations. We narrowed down to try to start with one. There was a lot of discussion of probably needing at least two, one on either side of the plaza. One of the goals originally, there was a small subcommittee that got together and worked on this, and one of their criteria is they really wanted it within less than one block from the plaza.
Diemer also said that the public restroom is an investment that is already paying off. It's relieved the burden on local businesses in having to provide restroom access, and it's already serving its purpose.
But more so, it really is trying to figure a way to communicate with your community that this is something that we have to care for. It was a $100,000 public restroom. That's a huge investment for a community the size of Arcata to make. And so we do need to respect it. We do need to take care of it. There are a lot of people that, you know, are downtown shopping that are coming over to use that restroom.
It's not as sexy as a new bridge or a fancy new building, but it's a completed public works project that definitely serves the community. And that's the news on this Friday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.